So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this record of Jesus' last meal with his friends. And I pray that you would speak to us now through those words and through mine. Amen. A vicar went to get her hair cut. And at the end, she asked how much it cost. No charge, the hairdresser said. I consider it a service to the Lord. Well, the next morning, the hairdresser found a dozen little prayer cards by the door of her hairdresser's and a little thank you note. A few days later, a police officer came to the hairdresser's for her haircut. How much do I owe you? She asked at the end. The hairdresser said again, no charge. I consider it a service to the community. The next morning, she found a dozen donuts on the door of her hairdresser's and a little thank you note. A few days after that, a politician came to her hairdresser's. How much do I owe you? She said at the end. No charge, the hairdresser said. I consider it a service to my country. The next morning, the hairdresser found a dozen politicians lined up outside her door. I apologise if you're a politician. I was preaching once at Knoll Parish Church, and I did make a joke about politicians and then discovered that there were half a dozen in the building. This is that sort of place. When I was little, I thought it strange that we said thank you before we had a meal. We used to say grace rather than afterwards, until my parents pointed out that I should probably do both. We should say thank you to God for the meal beforehand for providing it for us, and thank you to Mum afterwards for cooking it for us. It was usually Mum. Why so many thank yous? Just a waste of air. Is it simply old-fashioned British politeness? I don't know if saying grace is still something that people do these days. I used to have to ask permission to get down from the table as well before I was allowed to play again. There are five little words that Mark repeats twice in our reading. Did you spot them? In verses 22 and 23, Mark says, when he had given thanks. When he had given thanks. The first thing Jesus does when he picks up the bread is he gives thanks. The first thing he does when he picks up the cup is he gives thanks. Then there's this, which is one of the things the children are colouring in right now from one of David's songs of praise. From 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. His love endures forever. Why does David say we should give thanks to the Lord? Because he is good. And how often is God good? All the time. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Have you never done that before, any of you? Okay, let's try that again. God is good. And all the time, well done. Wasn't too hard, was it? In a few minutes, we're going to be celebrating communion together over here. One of the words for communion is Eucharist, which comes from a Greek word, Eucharisto, which means I give thanks. Communion points us to God's love and his generosity, which he is like all the time. But it also points us to the way we should respond to God, saying thank you all the time. There's an awful little phrase that I don't really like, but it is quite memorable. It's about having an attitude of gratitude. You heard that one before? I don't like that sort of thing, but it's quite easy to remember, isn't it? We need to have an attitude of gratitude. It's so much easier to complain, to be grumpy, to nag, and to nitpick. Why? Because the people we live and work alongside aren't perfect. Sorry. But here's the truth. Neither are you. And they feel exactly the same way about you. We all know people who are grumpy and complain, who nag, who nitpick. We probably see them every day when we brush our teeth and look at ourselves in the mirror. And we get like this when we put ourselves at the centre of our lives. When we get annoyed because other people aren't doing what we want them to do or what we expect them to do. And so we end up complaining. Everything becomes about me. But what if we were people whose first thought, like Jesus's, was to say thank you? What if we were people who, instead of picking holes in arguments, looked for the good in people and situations? What if we were people who, instead of wishing our life were different, learned to give thanks to God for what we have? Because he's with us, and he is good no matter what we have or what we don't have. That, my friends, is what it looks like to have an attitude of gratitude. It's what it looks like to have God at the center of our lives rather than ourselves. The more we put him there, the more we take ourselves out of the center, the more we knock ourselves off the top spot, the more we will change and become more like Jesus. And friends, that is a very good thing. With capital B, capital G, capital T. A very good thing to become more like Jesus. That's what we're all about. And that is ultimately, we're in the middle, well, we've just started a series called The Life You've Always Wanted. And that's what this series is all about, becoming more like Jesus. Because that's the life you've always wanted, whether you know it or not. His life. And that life can only be found in Jesus. And it can only be found when we put him at the centre of our lives and stop thinking of ourselves all the time. C.S. Lewis said, humility isn't about thinking less of ourselves, it's about thinking about ourselves less. Putting God at the centre of our lives, not ourselves. So I've got some homework for you this week. Haven't given you any homework for a while. Some of you look excited about that, some of you not so sure. It's very easy homework this week. It won't take you any extra time, because I imagine most of you brush your teeth. Yeah? Do you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Some of you do, excellent. When you brush your teeth at night time, before you go to bed, it takes what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? About that? Unless you're Jess, in which case it takes half an hour. Isn't it, darling? Takes 2 or 3 minutes. In those 2 or 3 minutes, instead of staring at yourself in the mirror, what I'd love you to do is to replay your day in your head and think about and bring to mind all the people that you've met or spoken to. And all you need to do is say, thank you, God, for that person. That's it. It's not hard, is it? It's not going to take you any extra time. You don't have to write anything. Just when you're brushing your teeth, you think, Ben gave us some homework. I need to say thank you for everyone that I've encountered today. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah?
It's a great thing to start. It's easy to forget, but hopefully if you can tie it to brushing your teeth, you'll remember it. And the more you do it, the easier it will become. But more importantly than that, the more you do that, the more that attitude of gratitude is formed within your heart and your mind. And the easier you'll find it to say thank you instead of complaining. I think that sounds like a good thing as well. Yeah? That's it. Practice makes perfect, so let's be careful what we practice.